Hey, Cauldronites. It's Moore again. Happy Samhain. I didn't do a podcast on Samhain. I took that day off. It was very relaxing. So I guess today I'm probably going to do a little bit longer of a podcast, since I didn't do one last week. And today I thought I would talk about the houses for astrology. We always talk about, you know, your Mars is in your second house or your Scorpio is in your third house. Do we really know what that means? And I think a lot of us kind of get the gist. Hopefully some of us, if we haven't figured it out what the houses are, hopefully we have at least researched it. For those of you that don't have time but want to know, that's why I do the podcast, so that I can bring you the information, I bring you where I get it from, and you can make your decision from there. Today, talking about the houses of astrology, I am using the book, The Only Astrology Book You'll Ever Need, by Joanna Martine Woolfolk. I love this book. I will tell you right now, I absolutely love this book. There is so much information in this book regarding astrology that it's just like you could study this book for a very long time. So that's where we're getting our information for the houses of astrology. So let's begin, I guess. So as far back as Babylonian times, the ancient astrologers divided life into different categories, and they understood that life's journey consists of a myriad of activities and emotions, of work, ambition, hopes and dreams, and relationships. The Babylonian astrologers named 12 separate categories of life, which have come down to us from that time almost unchanged. These 12 divisions are called the houses. Your horoscope, which is a map of your individual personality, consists of 12 houses. After you set up your horoscope, which I don't know how to do it, and eventually I'd love to learn how to do it, but once you learn how to set up your horoscope, you'll have a clear understanding of what the houses of astrology mean for your life. And when I say set up your horoscope, I'm talking natal chart, which includes your birthday, the place that you were born, and the time. That actually gives you a very descript astrological chart and pretty much tells you why you are the way that you are. It's actually pretty cool. So let's move on to the houses. So the first house is the house of the self. It's the most personal and the most powerful house in your chart. It symbolizes you, your mannerisms, your style, your disposition, and temperament. This is the house of your outward behavior, your likes and dislikes. The first house reveals both the way you present yourself to others and the way the outside world sees you. It often indicates your physical characteristics, especially your head and facial features. Sometimes it's called the house of self-interest. It denotes what you want in life and how you go about achieving it. The place in your chart at which this house begins is the most important point in the horoscope, for it determines where all the other houses will follow. In astrology, the first house is thought of as a giant lens through which the rest of your chart is seen and interpreted. Your second house is the house of money and possessions. It relates to what you own in life and what you will acquire, your income and your financial prospects. This is the house of movable possessions, the things that you physically take with you as you move through life. Second house also tells how you feel about money and possessions, and gives a clue to the kinds of objects with which you are likely to surround yourself. To a certain extent, it gives you a picture of your earnings, your earning power, and the ability to handle money. The second house often shows what activities and projects may be lucrative as a source of income for you. Your third house is the house of communication. The third house relates to your immediate environment in three major areas: self-expression, your family ties, and your day-to-day travel. This house governs the way that you think, speak, and write. Logic, memory, and manual skill are in its domain. Sorry, I read that incorrectly the first time in my head and it took me a minute to actually process what I was about to say. So I apologize for that. The third house often indicates what kind of early education you received and your ability to study and learn. Your relationships with brothers and sisters, aunts, uncles, cousins, neighbors, all part of this house's influence. Short trips and the vehicles for this type of travel are governed by the third house, especially the travel you do for work or education. Your fourth house is the house of the home. The fourth house governs your home life in the past, the present, and the future. It indicates the kind of home you had in childhood and your relationship with parents. What you have brought into this life from your ancestors is in its domain. In the present, the fourth house relates to the kind of home you make for yourself. Your current domestic affairs are under this influence, as are real estate holdings and the ownership of land. This house also rules over the closing of years of your life. The kind of security you seek for old age is also in this house. The fourth house is one of the more mystical houses in your chart. It represents what you keep protected and secluded from the rest of the world, the place you call home in both physical and an emotional sense. So your fifth house is the house of creativity and sex. The fifth house rules over everything you do for pleasure and to express yourself creatively. Your sexual nature, the most basic creative urge in your psyche, is a large part of its domain. Children and the joy you receive from them are governed by this house. The fifth house also relates to entertainment, holidays, amusements, and the arts. It rules love affairs, new undertakings in life, speculation and gambles, and the games of chance. It is this house that expresses your artistic talents as well as your ability to enjoy your life. In childhood, pets and playmates are part of this house. It holds sway over all the things to which you instinctively give affection. This is the house of your heart. So the fifth house is the house of creativity and sex, but it's also known as the house of your heart. Your sixth house is the house of service and health, often called the house of service to others. It indicates your need to help others and to be useful in the world. In the old days, it governed a person's attitude towards servants and those of inferior standing. In the modern day, this house rules your relationships with people you work with and with those who are subordinates and with your employers. The sixth house also relates to your state of health and especially applies to illnesses brought on by worry or emotional upsets. This house often signifies whether you have been robust or you have a robust or a delicate constitution, and what kinds of diseases you may be subjected to. The seventh house is the house of partnership and marriage. On a personal level, it relates to your husband or wife, the mate of your choosing. It often indicates what kind of marriage you will have and whether you might divorce or remarry. This is your house of partnerships, not only a marriage, but also work, business, legal affairs, sometimes politics. It covers legal unions or contracts that you enter into and both sides of a question or dispute. The seventh house concerns your ability to work harmoniously with others. Paradoxically, I can't say that word. Anyways, paradoxically, it also governs what astrologers call your open enemies. Those who are usually your adversaries in the business or professional world. The seventh house is the opposite of the first house of self. Here you blend your personality with others in order to pursue shared goals. Wow, that was a little mouthful. And the eighth house The eighth house is the house of death and regeneration. The eighth house is one of the three mystical houses in your chart. The others are the fourth and the 12th, and one of the most difficult to understand. Sometimes it's called the house of spiritual transformation, as it rules the life forces that surround sex, birth, death, and the afterlife. It concerns legacies and what you inherit from your dead, both materially and spiritually. Money that belongs to your partner and taxes and debt are also in this house's domain. The eighth house may give some indication of conditions surrounding your death, although the precise time always remains a mystery. Surgery is governed by this house since it relates to regeneration. This is the house of psychic powers and occult studies and knowledge. The eighth house, I have a special personal feeling and calling towards. It's the weirdest thing because whenever somebody does a tarot reading, my card is always the death card. And death is the eighth house. And as everyone knows, I'm a Scorpio. My birthday is this upcoming week. And our Scorpio signs are extremely interested in the occult and psychic powering and death and tarot and anything that's metaphysical. So the eighth house is very important to me. So I guess I better get on my studies and figure out how to do my natal chart, huh? So let's move on. The ninth house. This is the house of mental exploration and long-distance travel. The ninth house can be thought of as widening of the third house, study, travel, and mental pursuits, and are expanded in the ninth house to a much wider plane. This is the house of higher mind. Under its domain are higher education, philosophy, and the study in depth of profound subjects. Long journeys of both the mind and the physical body are controlled in this house. It concerns actual travel to foreign lands and business interests in other countries. It governs the meeting of foreigners who expand your way of thinking. It also is the study of languages. The ninth house rules your public expression of ideas and is therefore the house of publishing and literary efforts. Let's see, moving on to the 10th house. The 10th house, it's the house of career and public standing. Its opposite house is the 4th house, and that rules honor, and the 10th house rules all matters outside the home, your profession, your status in the community, and your public reputation. It's been called the house of ambition, aspiration, and attainment. This house also reveals in what esteem you are held by others. The 10th house reflects your image as shown in the power, position, and honors that you may achieve. It's an outward expression of your talents, the way you accept responsibility, the place you arrive at through your own efforts. This house has a great influence on your material success in life. Your 11th house. This house is the house of friends and hopes and wishes. Unlike its opposite house, the fifth house, with its concern for immediate pleasures, the 11th house has to do with long-term dreams and goals and with the intellectual pleasures. This house governs your involvement with groups and organizations that have to do with your work, profession, or family. The clubs, societies, or political associations you belong to are under its domain. This house often indicates the kind of friends and acquaintances you can best further your interests and objectives with. The 11th house reflects your ability to enjoy other people. On its highest level, this house represents the harmonious working together of all people, each one doing what best expresses his or her individual personality. It's the house of idealism and vision. And finally, the 12th house. This is the house of secrets, sorrows, and self-undoing. It's the most mystical of all the houses. It's the final house, the end of the circle. This is not necessarily a negative and gloomy place, but it does define the limitations placed on your life, including by yourself through your self-undoing behavior. This house governs the disappointments, accidents, troubles, and self-defeat. It rules unseen forces, secret enemies, escapism, asylums, hospitals, and prisons. The 12th house has been called the house of karma and the house of spiritual debt, for it contains the rewards and punishments of the deeds one commits in the world. It is associated with psychic powers and the ability to discover at last the meaning of life. So, I can tell you, and I think I actually am going to, there's rulers, there's planet, or there's, not planetary, there's a constellation rulers of these houses. So the first house, the house of self, is ruled by the sign Aries. The second house, the house of possessions, is ruled by Taurus. How fitting. The third house, the house of communication, is ruled by Gemini. Fourth house of home is Cancer. The fifth house is the house of creativity and is ruled by Leo. The sixth house, the house of service, is ruled by Virgo. The seventh house, the house of partnership, is ruled by Libra. And of course, the eighth house, the house of regeneration, is ruled by, guess who? Scorpio. The ninth house, the house of mental exploration, is Sagittarius. The 10th house, the house of career, is ruled by Capricorns. The 11th house, the house of hopes, is Aquarius. And the 12th house, the house of self-undoing, is guess who? I'm sure we can all guess. Pisces. Oh, you little self-undoers, you. So, these are the houses. There's so much more to it, and I will continue to do podcasts on it. But I hope you enjoy this, and I hope that you guys will leave me a message. So let me tell you, we've started a coven. You'll have to find me on Facebook through my Spellbound Apothecary or my Mysteries America page. If you look for Spellbound Apothecary, it's put in the at symbol, Spellbound AP, and you should be able to find my Spellbound Apothecary page. It's got a little witch's cauldron on there. If you can't find that, you can go to look for Mysteries America, and I'm sure it's the only page on there that's like that one. But if not, I'll figure out what my shortened name is so that you guys can find it. You can also email me, and I'll invite you to different groups. So if you email me, you can, the email that I look at regularly is spellboundapoth, spellboundapoth, @gmail.com. We also have a website you can go to. It's spellbound-apothecary.com. That is a brand new shop that I have opened, and we're really excited about it. Everything is being sold online. I do not have an actual physical address for it. So everything is being sold online. All of my information is up there though. Your best bet, best way to get a hold of me is through email or that comments page on the Contact Us tab of our website. You also can email me if you can't, which I'm sure you can, but if you can't, fine, you can just hit me up, message me through Facebook Messenger, and I will definitely get back with you, and we can do some inviting. So pretty much, I have started a coven with a few people. We have about 11, 12 members right now. It's a small group, you know, where we're here, we're all trying to learn from each other, and just basically, we've got a Arthur Knights of the Round Table thing going on. Nobody's really at the head, but everybody is contributing. So if that's the kind of space that you're looking for, definitely hit me up. Look me up. We'll get you involved. If that's not something that you care about, just check out my stuff. We have lots of things going on. And so I guess with Wednesday being my birthday, it's not going to get in the way of this podcast at all. So I just want you all to have a great week. I will see you next Sunday. And good Lord, everybody just do you. Your path is your own. Don't forget it. You can't do it wrong. Your path is your own. Just make sure you're being careful. Protect yourself. And if you ever have any doubt, just stick yourself in a circle of salt and ask questions. That's it. You can, if you're really looking for a way to figure out who your God or goddess is, you definitely need to hit me up. There's a ton of different ways to find out who your God and goddess is. If you already know, fantastic. I'm happy for you. This path is your own. Just you do as you will. Just make sure you're not harming anybody else. So, with that, you all have a great day. Have a great week. Happy Scorpio season to all of my fellow Scorpios and those who are not. Don't worry, guys. We'll come out in the end. We'll make it. Everything will be just fine. So, we do have a full moon on the 19th. So, don't forget that one. And everybody have a great week. I am going to finally get off here. So, again, don't forget to message us. Don't forget to check out the website. Don't forget, you know, if you have questions, please message me. I am always available. And I love hearing from people who listen. So I look forward to hearing from everybody. Thank you very much. Have a great day. And remember, your word is your bond.